broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmon, and joining me this morning, filling in for Stephen Julian, who normally is irreplaceable, but he is today, is Melissa Kamick. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you again for this opportunity. Thank you, Stephen. I do miss you, but I do appreciate this opportunity.
We don't miss them that much, really. Everything going okay at Nationwide?
Everything is going great at the Nicholas Green Agency at Nationwide. Thank you for asking.
Way to get the plug in. Well done. So you're a veteran already. We've got some great businesses joining us today. Our guests include Travis and Patsy Gatson with Popcorn Palladium.
Yes, hello.
Located in Suwannee. Good morning.
Good
and also
morning.
Joining us, Catherine Fletcher with Draffin and Tucker. It's a CPA firm, correct?
Correct. Good
all right.
morning.
Looking forward to talking with everybody and finding out all about their businesses. We're going to start with the popcorn folks, if that's okay. And Travis and Patsy, Popcorn Palladium is the name of your popcorn store, if you will. Tell us about your location, how long you've been in business, and what we can find there.
We are located in Suwannee, Georgia. It's 425 Buford Highway. We're adjacent to Town Center Park. And we have been there about 3 years now. We make what we call the best popcorn in town.
I'm not going to disagree. And the thing is, you brought samples today.
Yes, we did.
So afterwards, we will munch and I appreciate that very much because we were joking before the show. Boy, I wish they would bring some popcorn samples. You guys understand marketing, obviously.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Getting into the popcorn business, I got to be honest, I never have heard of a popcorn store before. What made you get into this business?
Well, a few years ago, we sampled some popcorn from my sister-in-law who came to town. And when my wife was able to eat it, the rest of the family couldn't eat it.
My son had braces, and he couldn't, you know, take all of the caramel corn.
Yeah, so she...
What know, a shame.
Yes, but I can now. But but she took it, and she said, hey, you know, this is good. We can do this. And then a couple of years went by, things was happening in life, but we kept on thinking we can do this one day. And finally, the opportunity arrived where we were able to put together the store.
And now we have over 41 flavors of popcorn, and we also do parties there, birthday parties for kids. And we also cater for wedding popcorn bars, which are kind of a new fun thing to do. And people take the packs, and they give those out for favors and things like that. So we have a lot of fun.
All right, so 41 flavors. You go ahead and give us maybe some of the more popular ones and maybe some of the more unique ones.
Well, we have watermelon, we have dill, we have buffalo wing, we have jalapeno, we have Texas trio, we have fruit salad, we have caramel corn, and many, 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 many more.
And everything's made there on site.
Yes, everything's
so
made on
fresh.
Site in Suwannee.
Fresh.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit salad popcorn. How do you do that?
Well, it's you know how you make candy and it gets heated. We have a big caramelizer and we put the ingredients in there. And at the very right moment, we put the popped corn in there. And we stir and stir and stir until everything's coated. So it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting. So I have to ask, what is your favorite flavor?
I like the Texas Trio. That's jalapeno, cheese, and ranch mixed together. It is good.
I like sea salt cracked pepper. That's one of my favorites now.
Thank you.
Now, is it like an ice cream shop where people can come in and they pick their flavor and can they sample some
popcorn? Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. We give free samples all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have other items there besides popcorn? I would think you would have drinks, but are there other food items as well?
Well, primarily we focus on popcorn, but we do have drinks because, you know, you need that sometime. We have slushies and you know, Cokes and things like that. So, and basically folks can sit down and watch a movie, too, while they're there.
And you touched upon some services. I think you mentioned birthday parties and so
yes.
forth. Tell
mm-hmm.
us about a birthday package. What would a birthday party entail?
Well, we have a 92-inch screen TV that shows a movie.
92-inch?
Yes, yes. So you can have a movie. You have unlimited popcorn. You can have a slushie. And then you tell us either tea or lemonade beforehand, and you have unlimited amount of that. And then we have a few games like foosball and air hockey and those different types of things there also to have some fun. You know, we joke around and say that you could bring something in, like a birthday cake or something like that. As long as you don't bring in an Orville Redenbacher, I'm all right with it.
So it sounds like you, your space is quite large. How many people can you accommodate in such a party?
Well, we've had over 80 people. We've had some fifth graders from the schools come in. And their
spirit days and things like that. So they all come in and have a real great time.
You guys are very patient, 85th graders.
Well, it's like...
And Melissa would know. She used to be a teacher.
Wow.
Well, I always take it to the thought about an airplane. You know, an airplane works perfectly fine, but it makes noise. You know, so they were really good and fine, but it was loud.
We're talking with Travis and Patsy Gatson. They are with Popcorn Palladium, located in Suwannee on Buford Highway. I have to ask, what did each of you do before you got into the popcorn business?
I am a retired captain with the Gwinnett County Sheriff's Department. I spent almost 25 years with them. And
you're too nice and jovial to have been a police officer.
And you look too young.
Well, I tell people I started when I was two.
Okay, now see, that works.
With the little plastic guns, little plastic badge.
Yeah. I'm still a working attorney. I work primarily in the metro area, and I went to Emory Law School, so this is the fun part of my life.
Yeah. It had to be scary then to open up, because now you're talking about actual, you know, having to pay rent and bills.
Yes.
and inventory.
Yes.
Take us through the thought process as you got started. I mean, I'm sure you were more excited than anything, but there had to be some intrepidation there.
Well, definitely, because starting up, we were going into virgin territory. We really didn't know what we were doing, but we kind of felt that, you know, this is a passion. We want to make this dream come true, and dreams cost. I thought we'd be, you know, profitable within 90 days, and I don't know where I really picked that up from, but that didn't pan out, but we're still working on it. You know, we have people coming in, and each day more people coming in that hadn't been there before. So it's a numbers game.
You read an article with some bad advice, apparently. But the thing is, at least you're still doing the attorney work. So,
yes.
I mean, you're not all in where you're mortgaging the house right now for the popcorn store. So there's a little bit of a safety net, maybe.
Exactly. We do need a roof over our heads.
So. Yes.
What are your goals? Where do you see yourself being 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now?
Well, I think we would really want to look at down the road of franchising. Because Popcorn Palladium is a great product. Whenever anyone ever comes in, they just tell us how wonderful that it is, and people have a great time there, and they love the popcorn. So it's going somewhere.
That's one of the things. I'm sorry. That's one of the things that I really enjoy in retirement. You know, I spent a career with people being sad and unhappy and everything, and now 99.9% of the people walk in are smiling, happy, and everything, and it's great. I love it.
It's kind of what we have here at Business Radio X.
Yes,
same thing.
Yes.
People go out of here, they had a great time. and now you thought you were retiring, and now you're working 80 hours a week.
Yes.
Because you've got your own business.
Yes. I didn't want, you know, back in the past, I was like, hopefully I didn't have to do anything, and now I'm mad if I'm not doing anything, so I'm working hard. I want to work hard, so yes.
Travis, I see your enthusiasm. Patsy, how do you manage all of this? Your legal career,
yes.
The popcorn, you're a mother. That's a lot to juggle. What do you do just to try to manage?
Go a little crazy.
I can second that.
Eat a lot of popcorn?
Yes. Well, our children are at the age now, they're teenage. We have two teenagers and one 21-year-old, and they always help out in the business also. And I have a niece. She helps us when he can't be there, or I can't be there. Matter of fact, she's there now. Hey, Michelle.
And just to be fair, you do not look like you have a 21-year-old.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
What about me?
I already gave you your compliment.
One compliment per guest per show. You're already over your quota there.
Okay.
Careful, Travis.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm new.
When you were looking at making plans to open a popcorn store, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, I'm not familiar with any other popcorn stores. Did you do a little research? Are there other stores out there? You kind of mentioned you're in a kind of a unique field.
Well, we were the first popcorn shop in this area. Recently, there has been another shop that has come through. We knew we would draw competition. We knew that would happen. But for a full year, we were the only popcorn shop around. Now, there are some, you know, I mean, excuse the pun, but there are others popping up in different areas. So it's really happening. And people are becoming acclimated to what we do. You know, with the caramel corn is the best. I mean, I have people walk in and say this is spot on. So we are drawing competition. We did do research. We went to Dallas, Texas, where there are a lot of popcorn shops. And that's basically where we received our training. And, you know, we did, of course, go online to see what's out there. We had to be careful when we picked out the name of our shop to make sure we were not encroaching on anyone else's. So we came up with Popcorn Palladium, and, you know, and here we are today. We're just happy about it, and we just hope everyone would come out and try it.
Well, if you started October 2010, so you're going on close to
3 years.
3 years now.
Yeah, we're getting in there. Yeah, so getting in there deep.
We're all in.
I mean, obviously, it's been good enough that you've been around for 3 years. Again, opening the store, I'm sure a lot of competition. You talked about that. I mean, whether it be cupcakes shops are
correct.
Open now, and all
That's
the correct. Other you know delicacies like that. How do you get the word out? How are you marketing the Popcorn Palladium, other than coming on Business Radio X?
I'm about to say this is a real good one right here. And we do other things like flyers and brochures and, you know, gone into the newspaper magazines.
On Swanee Day, we also brought out the Popcorn Avenger.
Uh-oh.
I dressed him up as Captain Popcorn.
I was wondering if you had a mascot.
He's our mascot.
Yeah, they instead of calling me Captain Gatson, now I'm Captain Popcorn. And I'm off there fighting, you know, crime one colonel at a time.
One colonel at a time.
I would love to see a picture of that.
Oh, I have one on my phone. I'll let you see it.
Please do.
Obviously, you're having way too much fun with the Popcorn Palladium.
That's true.
And you're thinking, Travis, why did I become in the police department years ago? I should have done this 20 years
exactly.
ago. So, for those that are listening that would like to know more, you know, they've got children, they want to have a birthday party, or they want to come by and sample some of the varieties of popcorn, and you've brought a couple bags here, and they're all different colors, and you know, where can they find more information? And again, give us your location, how they can reach out to you, and I'm sure you have a great website as well.
Yes, it's www.popcornpalladium.com. We're also on Facebook. Our phone number is 678-765-0993. And also we're located at 425 Buford Highway in Suwanee, Georgia.
And that is right across, technically, literally from Suwanee Town Center.
Exactly.
That's correct,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right
mm-hmm.
there. And the stores right next to you are, so people are, if not familiar with yours.
We have Markle's Pizza is next to us, and so is La-Di-Da.
Yes.
And a lot of people are familiar with those stores.
And you're right next to the old Suwanee Police Station, is it?
Yes,
is it
the Suwanee Police
maybe
Station.
Current police station, I don't know.
And the current police station, the credit union, is right next door to us also.
All right. Well, continued success, and hopefully we'll get to talk another 3 years from now.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
And it continues
Appreciate
to
that.
Grow. All right.
So
Travis
much.
And Patsy Gatson with the Popcorn Palladium. And joining us now on Gwinnett Business Radio from the CPA firm of Draffin and Tucker, Catherine Fletcher joins us. And, Catherine, you had no idea you'd be following the popcorn shop here on the show, did you?
I had no idea, but I'm really excited about it, especially those samples.
Absolutely. See, it's well worth it being here today. Draffin and Tucker, located in the Atlanta area. Tell us all about your firm.
Yes. So our second office is located in Atlanta. We are in the concourse buildings right near 285 and the 400 connector, and we're actually in the Queen Building. This is our second office. Our home office is based in Albany, Georgia, so that's in South Georgia. We are over 60 years old. We started as a small local firm in Albany, Georgia, and grew the practice, and about 2 years ago, opened this second office here up in Atlanta. So,
for those that may have never used a CPA firm or not that familiar, I mean, we all know of them, but what specifically are the services that you provide?
So our firm primarily specializes in health care. Back when Medicare first came out, our firm decided to go that direction and learn all about Medicare and how that affects the accounting world. And so we do a lot of business in healthcare. We're known as a national leader, specifically in the Southeast United States, for healthcare. And of course, we throw in a couple of things like construction, agricultural, and governmental work, nonprofit work, and such.
So you work specifically in those industries that you kind of have a lot of clients in those industries, but there's a lot of CPA firms out there. Nothing that you don't already know, Catherine. What maybe separates Draffin and Tucker from some of the other CPA firms?
Well, you know, they're right. You're right. There are a lot of other CPA firms out there, and all of them are going to say, well, we give exceptional client service and, you know, provide these valuable services. And we say that too, but it's evident in our professional staff that we have. We have 13 partners. 12 of the partners started with the firm right out of college. And so we've got a great leadership team. We've got 60 other professional staff that are with the firm. I personally started with the firm right out of college and have been there for 12 years. I've thoroughly enjoyed my career there and hope to be a partner there one day. So it's just evident that we do truly provide great service to our clients. Many of our clients have been with us for more than 30 years. So I think that says a lot about the firm and our culture and commitment.
You mentioned how long you've been there and what your goals are. What specifically is your role right now in the firm? Are there certain areas where you are concentrated more than others?
Yes. Currently, I am in what's called the Quality Control Department, and I've been there for about 5 years in this, working in this department. Previously, I'd worked in the audit sector of the industry in the firm. And so in quality control, what I do is I'm doing a lot of the reviews of our test engagements. So like the audits, compilations, reviews, and things like that. I'm looking at the financial statements to make sure that we've got our I's crossed and our I's dotted, you know, make sure that all the accounting standards are being presented appropriately in the financials and that we've got adequate disclosures. And just working with the clients on preparing their financials and making sure that, you know, they're following the correct standards.
She sounds like a good CPA right here.
Absolutely. I'm starting to think if my CPA is listening, uh-oh. with all the changes in healthcare and or potential changes, I'm sure you've been racking your brain and studying. How are you getting these courses to keep up with? It's just, I'm sure you're inundated with news and information.
You know, my email is full of newsletters and continuous education that comes through. My firm is really good about providing in-house training on a lot of these topics. We do attend conferences. I was just recently in Nashville for a conference, in Austin, Texas for a conference about a month ago. And they keep us up to date on the training and the knowledge to meet the needs of these new changes, especially with all these new healthcare laws.
For all the businesses, and we're talking with Catherine Fletcher with Draffin and Tucker, a CPA firm. How does a business know if it, maybe they should use a CPA? I'm sure a lot of businesses try to do a lot of their accounting in-house or, you know, in other ways online. When should a business reach out to you? When do you feel like, hey, you might want to talk to us? You probably could use us.
You know, when you sit down and look at something, maybe it might be your tax return or some bookkeeping services or an audit, you look at it and you're just not exactly sure you know all the answers, I would definitely start then recommending going to talk to somebody at least to find out what you need. Sometimes you may realize that there's more out there than you even know about. So we can bring those kind of things to attention.
That might be every single business out there as far as understanding the tax laws and all that kind of stuff in the
yes.
accounting. Obviously, you bring some passion to it. You enjoy what you do because you mentioned your goals there to one day be a partner. What is it you enjoy most about working at Draffin and Tucker?
Two things are probably my favorite. Number one is my coworkers. I thoroughly enjoy the people I work with. It's a great group, and it's a real tight-knit group. And we are always willing to help each other out, and we work hard, and we cut up a lot, too. So we actually have a lot of fun at work, and that makes it nice. It makes me want to go to work every day. The second part is just the challenges. It's a great industry to be in. Accounting is not really boring, as some people might think. It's neat to put the puzzles together and to figure out the problems. So I've really enjoyed that part of it.
Catherine, you mentioned going to conferences. Tell us a little bit about the Leadership Academy
Yes. So actually, one of the conferences I went to in Austin was like a precursor to the AICPA Leadership Academy. And it is in its fifth year, and it is comprised of young CPAs that are selected through an application process to attend a seminar. It's almost a week-long seminar in Durham, North Carolina. And you meet with the AICPA, which is the American Institute of CPAs. It's our governing body. You meet at their headquarters and meet some of the top leaders in the association.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned you've been there at the firm how long now?
12 years.
12 years. So obviously you started when you were like six.
I don't believe this one either. There's no way.
That's your one compliment, by the way. Don't get greedy like Travis over here. That's your one compliment for the show. But obviously you love it. What would your advice be to other young CPAs or folks that are in school right now that would like to become CPAs?
Check it out. Get involved. There's really a whole facet of things that you can do in the accounting world. It's not just audit and tax. There are so many other venues that you can get involved in. And it's a really great profession. It's been very rewarding for me, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my career. So just get involved and learn more about it.
Where do you see the profession heading? I've seen as far as the growth of jobs in the future that CPAs and accounting is actually growing because people are always going to want to be counting their money and there's always going to be the tax things and so forth and so on. Where do you see the profession in 5 years and 10 years from now?
So the first thing that pops into my head is more regulation. It seems like every time we turn around, another accounting standard is being issued. So I definitely do see more of that in 5 to 10 years, but I do see a lot of growth as other industries are growing, especially with the global market and expansion. We're going to have more work in that and be able to provide those services. So it's just going to be a very interesting 5 to 10 years.
Let me follow up. So for those maybe that are graduating with their degrees and so forth, there are jobs out there?
Yes, there are.
Because I know a lot of college graduates are coming out these days with their degrees and diplomas, and the jobs are not there. But this is a field that seems to be growing.
There are. In fact, just this week at our office, I helped perform two or three interviews. I've got one tomorrow. So we're definitely always seeking qualified candidates.
Sounds like you're very active within the firm. So hopefully within 5 to 10 years, you will be that partner.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So Draffin and Tucker, for those that would like to find out more information about your firm and maybe they need some help, is there a consultation at first? Is there a cost for that? How does that relationship begin with a new business?
Right. So you would just contact the firm, and first consultations are free, of course. We want to get to know you and get to know your business and how we can help. And so, of course, we would love for you to stop by the office and just meet with us at any time.
During that consultation, what should a person do to prepare? What kind of paperwork would be beneficial for you to see?
Knowing information about your business, maybe what you're looking for, if you're looking for an audit or a compilation. Most of the time if people come, it's because a bank or somebody else is requesting them to have these type of engagements performed. If not, it's a tax return. So maybe just your prior year tax return, maybe some of your company information, set of financial statements from the most recent period, that kind of information.
The clients you have, we're talking with Catherine Fletcher with Draffin and Tucker, CPA firm. The relationships you have with your clients, are they ongoing? Are you hired sometimes for long stretches of time? Are you hired maybe every once in a while just when I kind of need you, I reach out to you? Is it all over the place? How does that work?
It's a mix of everything. Obviously, we're available to our clients at any time, especially with cell phones. Now we're texting and emailing and calling outside of the normal 8 to 5 hours. But yes, they may have just some routine questions throughout the year or me working on a project and have some questions, so they may call us. And then when we're there for the annual review or audit, we'll be on site and work with them during that process also.
All right, Catherine, for those business owners or business leaders that might be listening and they'd like to know more about your CPA firm, say, hey, I'd like to reach out to them and maybe check them out. You got a website and maybe some other contact information?
We do. We have a website. It's www.draffin, DRAF is in Frank, F is in Frank, IN-Tucker.com.
Catherine, we're not going to keep you any longer because I know you're salivating over the popcorn over there, so we'll let you get to it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Catherine Fletcher joining us from the CPA firm of Draffin and Tucker located in Atlanta. Also, a big thank you to our first guest, Travis and Patsy Gatson with Popcorn Palladium. They have moved to the top of our list, Melissa, as our favorite guests because they brought popcorn.
I know. So those listeners, you need to remember this.
Absolutely. Quick reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio can be heard throughout the day on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station, and that you can listen to any of our programs 24/7 by logging on to GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. For my co-host, Stephen Julian, who's out today for her replacement, his replacement, I should say, Melissa Kamick. Thank you very much, Melissa. Great job today.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciated the opportunity once again.
Stephen, you may be in a lot of trouble. I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.